Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci's here. Jim's back. He's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, transition management expert. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. He's one of our top leadership experts, team building experts, and he's our good friend Jim. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things you spend a lot of time working on is helping people get the most out of their teams, how to lead them, how to help them lead themselves, how to grow leadership, how to analyze that, how to sort of keep a little bit of an analytical look at things. So and to provide people with the kind of tools that allow them to be high performers. What do you think? How did I do?
You did very well. It's exactly the kind of work that I do on a regular basis, and I think all leaders should be doing on a regular basis. That's really the gist of leadership, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
generating that high performance, and what ways can we do to help do that?
Well, and I think it's really important to say that all leaders should be doing that, and they should be facilitating, growing, fostering other leaders to come behind them, because that's our tree. One of my favorite things to remember is when I think about in athletics, they use a term called the coach's tree, the coaching tree, right? You know, the Woody Hayes' coaching tree. All the coaches that are Jim's an Ohio boy, by the way, folks. all the coaches that came that worked for him that became great, you know, that kind of thing. Bear Bryant, Eric Posegun. What is your, you know, I wrote a column one time and I said, what does your coaching tree look like? What does your leadership tree look like? What do you think about
it? No, that's exactly right. We're teaching people how to do this by example in our career as a leader. That's really what's happening. And we all could remember that fabulous teacher or that great boss that taught us the right way. Unfortunately, we also learn a lot from the bad ones, and there are more examples of those, unfortunately,
Some of my mentors, their lessons, they weren't my mentors for what they did right. They were my mentors for what they did wrong. But the thing they did good for me was they let me see them make those mistakes.
But the legacy that you're talking about with something like the coaching tree example is that you're creating a situation where somebody could do great work with multiples of other people generationally. And that's really what leadership is about.
Aggregating,
not what you do with one individual employee, you know?
Aggregating performance and leadership, right? I mean, to me, that word aggregate is a really powerful aspect of leadership. Because all by ourselves, we can accomplish certain things, but if we can aggregate. And that brings us back to the word that you wanted to talk about today, unity, right? Tell us how unity fits into this.
Well, you know, that's an important group to be in the legacy and the coaching tree of Woody Hayes or Bear Bryant, right? You're in that august group of coaches. I'm in the Brain Trust with Jim Blasingame. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a wonderful group to be in.
God
so all of our... Yeah, all of our people at work are in groups as well. And it might be a group that has to do with their family. Obviously, we're all in a family group. It might be your church. It might be your geographical location. It might be that you're an Ohio State Buckeye and an alumnus. You know, all of those are groups, an affinity of something that gets us together as a group. But we also can have those at work. All of the people that work the night shift, all of the people that take care of the customers, those are groups that start to form. So as leaders, we just need to be aware of what those groups are and promote their affinity, their success, and support them, because that group dynamic could be so important. what to pick on my brother, I'm gonna pick on you, right? It's visceral. And
but
that
also,
group dynamic is very important.
But also building that those teams into unity in the united performance is the trick is to make that happen without building a silo, right?
Sure. Yeah, we want to be able to cross boundaries, and I think there are ways to make that happen. And a lot of what you and I have talked about and a lot of what I do is crossing those boundaries. Silos are okay. We need them. We need marketing versus sales versus production, et cetera. But we do need to work across those boundaries, and that's important. I think one danger that we want to be careful of, a caveat that we want to put on this conversation, is we have to be careful with the competitions that we create at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's beat the other team. How about if we beat the competition, not the guys that work next to us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be very careful with how we utilize this group dynamic that's happening and the unity that's built within the group. But it's so powerful and so important.
Well, to me, that's where
we don't want to stomp on it.
That's where the concept of leadership comes in. Because leadership is ethical. Leadership is courageous. Leadership is fair. And leadership has the big picture. And to me, that's where the leadership, the traits of leadership comes in. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think the big difficulty that many have because of the busyness of our lives is sharing that big picture. You know, we have it as mm-hmm. leaders. We can see mm-hmm. the horizon and see all of the components. And sometimes just actually saying it out loud can make a big difference. So explaining how your group interacts with a different group and how you could be a member of more than one group, and here's why we want to do that,
right?
Because here's what's coming around the corner. That's in effect leadership. And mm-hmm. we tend to say, well, people are just supposed to know that. Well, how do they find that out? Right?
Well,
we need to explain that to them.
One of the things that you talked about a minute ago made me think of culture. You said, yes, everybody shows up for this shift. They're working this shift, or everybody shows up during the day and they're all there. That makes them a team, but it doesn't make them united. It doesn't make them unified. So the relationships, the dynamic is going to be there, just because they're all there. The question is, what do you make of it? Just like your culture, company culture, every company is going to have a culture. The difference is whether you know what it is or not and if it's serving you. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jim about how to do this with a remote workforce, which we're increasingly going to be having, it looks like. 20 after, right back with Jim Cantarucci. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.